Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. My loved one that has sustained a severe traumatic brain injury ended up in a location that he refused to leave. What should I do should this repeat itself in the future? Answer. Excellent question. This really hits on the fact of confusion and agitation, memory loss, and impulsivity after someone has sustained a traumatic brain injury. The simplest case of this could be a person that's in a wrong room and does not believe that they're in the wrong room and one needs to get them to the correct room. Or it could be someone's out in public at a store, at a restaurant, in a park with lots of people around, and again refuses to, as we say, go with the flow, to get back in the car, time to leave, things of that sort. The first thing to do is make sure that anyone around someone with a traumatic brain injury is safe and will not be harmed. Make sure those people leave the area, leave the room. Second, calm the environment down. If there are a lot of people gathered around, say, to help this patient, let people know that they should leave, because too much stimulation is not going to help the situation. It will make the situation worse. So whereas there's going to be a lot of people that may be trying to help, nicely ask them to please disperse from the area. If one can control the lighting in the area, then soften the lights, turn the lights off. But again, needs to be bright enough so everyone can see each other. If there's the TV on or some other source of sound, turn it off. Turn the TV off. If someone's on their cell phone or if the patient's on the phone, try to hang up the phone. Try to nicely take the phone away. Again, it's all about calming the environment. Once the environment has been calmed down, try to find objects that may indicate to the patient that wherever they are right now is no longer the place they need to be. So if they're in a room that's not theirs, show them objects and ask them, is this your hat? Is this you in the picture with these people? Is this your shoe? Is this your water bottle you generally use? I think you understand the point. Try to get the patient to realize, after being calmed down, get them to realize that they're not in their usual place, their usual environment, their usual kind of habitat. Once that's done, then try to proceed to get the person to the place they need to be. It could be at this point as simple as, let's go back to your right room. Let's get in the car. Or it could be a little more challenging. Maybe they might need to take some medicine to calm them down further. And maybe you'll have to use certain objects to try to get them into the right room or get them to the car, such as, say, showing them pictures of their family and slowly changing and moving them to their right environment while they're involved with something that they find pleasurable. Then once they're to a safe environment, it might be appropriate to make sure that they're safe and doing okay. Keep in mind that people who have had traumatic brain injuries are at a higher risk of developing various psychiatric diseases. So ask them, for example, if they're having hallucinations. So you could ask it in a way such as, are you seeing people that are not necessarily around you right now? Are you seeing little bugs or animals or whatever it might be? You can ask them, are you hearing any voices? Is anyone or anything talking to you right now? And then also ask them, do you want to hurt yourself? If they say no to some of these questions or all these questions, then they're most likely safe. They're reoriented. They know where they are and things can progress as they usually do. But if they say yes to, say, they're hearing voices or yes, they want to hurt themselves, then that could very well be some sort of psychiatric emergency at its worst. And one should call 911 or call their doctor immediately to make sure that they can be further assessed. Because, again, just like in the beginning, we ask those that might have been around this person to disperse for their safety. We need to make sure the patient, the person who has sustained a traumatic brain injury in their life, is also safe. So again, safety first. Try to calm the environment down, whether it be by dismissing people, turning off lights, turning down volume and sounds, and then doing your best to reorient a person to what is theirs and what is not theirs and get them to the right place. And then finally assess that the patient is safe. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.